everybody now really has a family member who has it, which never was the case before. You knew somebody who knew somebody who may have it. Now there are families that are completely locked down over Christmas, and families who chose to, who made the decision not to mix because they wanted schools to reopen. Those who have been protecting themselves and families over Christmas and are now very, very apprehensive. We have members who contacted us yesterday, very concerned. They're medically vulnerable themselves. They live with family members who are medically vulnerable. They haven't left their homes over Christmas for fear of it. I mean, the figures we're getting on a daily basis, on a personal view, isn't half of what's out there, because I was one of those people who was sitting at midnight trying to get a PCR test in Letterkenny for 4 days in a row before I could get one. And then we also had members who, for example, had the single shot vaccine, who had to wait really until last week to get the booster because they were in the age category of 18 to 39. So members are apprehensive. But I have to say, there are also members who are contacting us with very polarized views. There are some who absolutely want to go back, not under any measures. They obviously want the mitigation measures. And there are those who don't want to go back